KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:01, we have partly cloudy skies, and at 16 degrees, we look forward to be mostly cloudy today with a chance of scattered flurries and a high of 27. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. A new report says the Mid-America Business Conditions Index in February hit its highest level since September, signaling solid economic growth over the next 3 to 6 months for 9 Midwestern and Plains states. The report issued this morning says the index rose to 57.9 last month from 56.0 in January. The September figure was 57.5. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss oversees the survey, and he says even stronger growth was hampered by shortages of skilled workers and international trade tensions. The survey results are compiled into a collection of indices ranging from 0 to 100. Any score above 50 suggests economic growth. A Page County woman was sentenced Wednesday in Council Bluffs to serve 5.5 years in prison plus 3 years of supervised release for drug-related offenses. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa says 28-year-old Devon Miller had been charged with possession with the intent to distribute controlled substances, namely oxycodone, Adderall, and hydrocodone, all while in the possession of a firearm. On July 14, 2017, a Mills County Sheriff's deputy conducted a traffic stop on a vehicle driven by Miller. Miller did not have a valid driver's license and provided a false name. Subsequent to her arrest, a search of the car located over 100 different pills, all of which were controlled substances, and located with the pills was a loaded .45 caliber handgun. An investigation by the Iowa Division of Narcotics Enforcement found Miller was selling the pills in southwest Iowa. The case against her was investigated by the Mills, Taylor, and Taylor County Sheriff's Offices and Iowa Division of Narcotics Enforcement and prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. Sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County Thursday reported that 30-year-old Angie Marie Liebarger of Council Bluffs was arrested Wednesday. Liebarger was taken into custody at the Pott County Courthouse on a Harrison County warrant for violation of probation. She was being held on the warrant pending transfer to Harrison County. And Kimberly Sue Trotter, who was being held in the Pott County Jail for a residential correctional facility, was served with a warrant Wednesday for violation of probation. She was then returned to the custody of correction staff. Police in Glenwood Thursday report the arrest of 43-year-old Chad Clark of Glenwood. Clark was taken into custody for OWI first offense with his cash or surety bond set at $1,000. Well, members of the Griswold and Lenox school boards held a joint meeting Wednesday evening in Griswold to discuss and act on a superintendent sharing agreement for current superintendent Dave Hendricks. And Hendricks told KJAN News that the board had voted to renew his contract.
It was approved by both boards to extend the sharing contract between the schools for another year, as well as offering me another year contract.
Hendrick says while they didn't have the contract ready for him to sign Wednesday night, he will accept the offer for another year. During a separate meeting, the Griswold School Board approved an open enrollment application for a student from Atlantic, and the deadline for open enrollments had passed, but both the Atlantic and Griswold boards agreed to accept that request. Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman reminds patrons of the Atlantic Community School District that a special public measure election will be held for the Atlantic School District for those voters in Cass, Audubon, and Pottawatomie counties. The election takes place April 2nd, with the polls opening at noon that day and closing at 8 p.m. Absentee voting for anyone who wishes to vote early is permitted beginning Monday, March 4th. Ballots may be requested now but cannot be mailed until March 4th or thereafter. The last day to request a ballot to be mailed to you will be Friday, March 22nd. Early voting is permitted at the Cass County Auditor's Office during their regular business hours from March 4th through 11 a.m. on April 2nd. Now, there are only two polling places for that election. Voting Center 1 is at the Heritage House here in Atlantic for persons living in Wards 1, 4, and 5 within the city of Atlantic. The second voting center is at the Atlantic Public Library for voters of Atlantic Wards 2 and 3. Also, those residing in Audubon and Pottawatomie counties, Bear Grove, Benton, Brighton, Cass, Franklin, Grove, Pimosa, and Washington townships in Cass County, along with the cities of Marney, Wyota, and the city of Atlantic, as I mentioned, the wards 2 and 3. Now, the special election is with regard to a $9.2 million bond referendum that would pay for the school building and site improvements. You can read the resolution that you'll be voting on April 2nd under the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. And if approved during the special election, the indebtedness of the district will be in excess of 1.25% of the assessed valuation of taxable property within the school district. A plan for a children's mental health system that matches what's available for adults in Iowa is getting support from advocates, but there are concerns the proposal doesn't go far enough. Mills County Supervisor Richard Crouch spoke at a state house hearing on the legislation, and he said that it's something that we've needed for a long time, but to do it without funding or to start a program without funding doesn't make much sense to him. And he also said that the government's Medicaid program and local property tax cover most of the cost of providing mental health care to Iowans. Local government officials say they need more flexibility in how to pay for the services, and the system in general can't be sustained under the current financing system. Others have said the bill lacks deadlines for the state's mental health regions to establish mental health services for teens and children. Nina Rickman has adopted two children with mental health issues, and she says that the bill should establish a statewide hotline for individuals and families trying to find help. Governor Kim Reynolds appointed a task force last year to come up with recommendations for a children's mental health system, and a Senate subcommittee has given initial approval to the plan this week. Well, the City of Atlantic's Personnel and Finance Committee met Wednesday evening at City Hall to discuss several matters. Among them was policy development and a committee recommendation on disposal of city land. According to City Administrator John Lund, the city has approximately 10 lots due to its aggressive pursuit of acquisition of abandoned or dilapidated properties. Most of the lots are located north of 7th Street, and Lund says it is not in the interest of the city to retain ownership of land not being used for public or organizational purposes. He said also that both the mayor and council appear to be in agreement that a policy for disposing of the land needs to be established, and to that end, the council will discuss and vote during their next regular meeting in March on the policy recommendations for the sale or disposal of land. The proposals include if the property value for new construction is above $100,000, the lot will be free. If a new home is not being built, the fair market value of the lot will be the minimum required for sale. Discounts will be offered on a 1% per $1,000 if the estimated value is to be added. And if more than one buyer is interested in the lot and proposed uses for the lot are identical, sealed bids will be accepted with a minimum sale price being set at the fair market value. Also, for new home construction, the policy proposes an additional incentive to be offered. A shop local appliances grant would be available following the closure of the property. The grant will have a $5,000 per applicant cap and will cover the costs of new appliances for the home if they are bought locally in order to support local businesses. The news was brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.